Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Maybe Cam Newton, the quarterback at Auburn University, will win this year's Heisman Trophy. And maybe he won't even be considered for that distinction. It will depend not only on how Newton and Auburn perform on the field, but upon whether investigations now in progress determine that Newton or his representatives offered his services to Mississippi State University if the price was right. Pete Thamel, who's been covering the story of Cam Newton for the New York Times, joins me now on the phone. Pete, welcome to Only a Game.
Bill, happy to be here.
Cam Newton's college football career began at Florida, where he enrolled in January 2007. What were the circumstances under which he left that university two football seasons later?
He left Florida under a cloud of controversy. The reason most assumed and most wrote this offseason and this season about Cam's departure from Florida was because he had got arrested and charged three times with stealing a laptop computer. He and his family, once the season started going well for Auburn University, started to tell people that the reason why he left Florida was because he did not want to sit another season behind Tim Tebow, who had just won the national title and had won the Heisman Trophy his sophomore year, and that he wanted to go elsewhere for playing time.
Well, there have also been allegations that Newton engaged in academic fraud while at Florida. He transferred to Blinn Junior College after that. Why Blinn?
Well, Blinn is actually, if you follow college football recruiting closely, and thankfully for you, you don't, Blinn is a place where a lot of players go. I would say it's a perennial top 10 junior college. It's a place to rehab a transcript. It's a place to go to rehab your reputation. Since he played very little his 2 years at Florida, it was an opportunity to play. So with the academic allegations hanging over him upon his departure from Florida, it was sort of a safe landing place for a year before he could return to a prominent locale.
Mississippi State was among the universities interested in recruiting Cam Newton. According to at least one of the former players there, John Bond, how did that recruiting process proceed?
Bond, who played there in the early 80s, went public about a week ago now and said that he was approached by a former teammate about a specific payment in order to secure Cam Newton's signature on a letter of intent for Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And that has set off the current firestorm that we're in right now.
Bond is not the only person saying that this, in fact, happened.
Correct. There were developments on Thursday afternoon that Kenny Rogers, who's essentially a recruiter for an agent or a middleman for an agent, Kenny Rogers went on the radio on Thursday in Dallas and said that Cecil Newton Sr., Cameron Newton's father, told him it would take between $100,000 and $180,000 in order for his son to go to Mississippi State.
Also on Thursday, Mississippi State booster Bill Bell told ESPN that Cecil Newton did ask for money. Cam Newton and his father have denied that anyone in the family ever said to assistant coaches at Mississippi State that it would take more than a scholarship to convince Newton to play football there. Is this a matter of choosing whether to take the word of the Newton family or the word of Bond and Bill Bell, who have said Newton was shopped?
It's really just kind of a mess right now, Bill, to be honest with you. It's going to be a tricky issue for the NCAA because certain people involved, like Kenny Rogers, aren't obligated to speak to the NCAA. And also, in Kenny Rogers' interview, he said he has no idea if Auburn paid for him. So they're certainly under a haze of horrible perception right now, but there is no tangible proof that they've done anything wrong.
Let's step back from the controversy that's currently going on for just a minute and tell me, how good is Cam Newton?
Cam Newton is hands down the best player in college football right now. He has had a transcendent season. He's taken an Auburn team that is really a good team, but not a great team, and he has elevated them to an elite team. He can pass. He's the nation's 10th leading rusher overall. Cam Newton is as dynamic a player as college football has seen this generation.
Pete, we're talking about Cam Newton because he's good enough to be considered a Heisman candidate. How often are other lesser players at various universities involved in similar circumstances and we never hear about them because they're not being considered for major awards?
That's a great question, and I think it's more often than, you know, the general public who sits on their couch and flips on ESPN or CBS on a Saturday knows, and it's probably more often than anyone really wants to know. I mean, college sports, Bill, is a $1 billion industry predicated on essentially free labor. Cheating is as much part of the lore of college sports as, you know, the Heisman Trophy or game-winning touchdowns. It's been happening for generations and will continue to happen for generations. So I would characterize it, from having covered college sports for almost 15 years, as very frequent.
If the investigations currently underway determine that Cam Newton was represented by somebody who tried to solicit money in return for his playing football at Mississippi State or anywhere else, what would happen to Cam Newton?
If it's proven that he or his father took money, he would become ineligible and Auburn's season would be flushed. The chances of that happening in the next month are not good. The classic example is obviously Reggie Bush, which took 5 years for them to finally wrap up their investigation. It is the worst possible perfect storm for the NCAA to have basically the next four major events on their calendar under this haze, and that includes the Heisman Trophy, the national title game, the SEC title game, and the Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama. There's certainly going to be some late nights in Indianapolis trying to fight their way through it in the next couple weeks.
Pete Thamel is the National College Sports Reporter for the New York Times. Pete, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, thanks for having me.